And welcome back. Well, time for the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, heard every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock on Pioneer 90.1. And kind of a different show today. We have two guests today, not just one, two. One from Roseau, Minnesota, and the other from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And our first stop is Roseau. And my first guest is Sue Cease, although it looks like Seuss. S-E-U-S-S, and your name is S-U-E-S-S, okay.
U-E-S-S.
Yeah.
They're both mispronounced.
Oh, they are. So how do you pronounce your last name?
Well, mine's supposed to be pronounced Cease, but it looks just like Sue, so it's Seuss to most people.
Right.
Dr. Seuss,
okay.
You know, he just chose that lettering. But
yeah. All right, so it's Cease,
you know.
Pronounced
yep.
Cease. All right. Sue Cease.
Yep.
I have no idea where you're at right now.
Roseau is about 15 miles south of the Canadian border in the western corner of northern Minnesota.
You're in Roseau. I've been there often playing hockey.
And, oh, all right.
Yeah, and usually coming away
kind of
a loser.
It's a hockey area.
Yeah, they play
it's
hockey
It's a winter
up there.
Area.
It is a winter area, you bet. Known for lots of things, especially their girls' basketball team. I hate to drift here.
Yeah, they really rocked this year.
Oh, man, they've won two state championships back-to-back. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, they're doing pretty darn good.
Now, we'll talk about why you're on the air, Sue. You are an artist based in Roseau.
Yep.
Your artwork deals in glass artwork. If you would describe what that is.
Okay, well, we do blow glass part-time, 2 to 4 weeks a year. We have a molten glass furnace that's melting iron or glass down for us to work during the day. So Joel's out there blowing glass, probably as we speak.
Joel Miller is your business partner, right?
Yeah, and husband,
And husband, okay. Now we have that straight.
Yeah.
Joel has a role, obviously, in what you produce, and you have a role. So he blows the glass?
Yeah, he's the glass blower, but we're both blacksmiths.
I see. Now define that for me.
Well, we're not farriers. We're not licensed for shoeing horses.
Okay.
But we are, we're keeping tradition alive as far as decorative ornamental ironwork.
Okay.
We've created ironwork since 1990.
All right.
We burn coal most of the time. We do some gas forge work, but it's usually on railings and longer pieces.
Okay.
But we use our coal forge for the most part, just under a ton of coal a year to make decorative iron on commission basis. And, you know, we do some art in the parks where we have to build up some inventory and such.
Yeah. But, now, the business name is Raven Works. How'd you get that name, Raven Works?
When we started working in iron, we happened to just kind of notice that ravens congregate around scrap iron piles.
Oh,
and we figured they maybe being black, they're attracted to the black metal.
Okay.
We didn't really know, but we thought there was kind of a mysterious thing going on there, and we decided to go with ravens because it just never failed. When we were at an auction or looking for tools, the ravens would be on the end of the auction where all the tools and tractors were. They were never by the glassware and the dishes, you know.
They like the iron, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, that's what we kind of thought. So.
Okay.
This
Very
isn't
good.
Stained glass. This is, you know, molten glass that's blown off a pipe that's about 5 feet long. It takes quite a bit of knowledge or patience, I should say, to learn the glass blowing trade. Joel's blown glass for many years, so it kind of comes to him far more naturally than it would a novice.
Sure.
So.
Now, you have a current exhibit at the Riverwalk Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. It's called New Hues. Tell me about that.
Well, I guess we missed the opening. They just started this gallery up. It's basically to represent the north area of Minnesota's artists. I'm pretty sure a lot of the people in this area are represented there as well. It's an opportunity for the artists to get their work on display outside of where we live, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'm assuming, too, that the work is for sale?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And now there's a reception planned for this Saturday, April 22nd. That begins at 1 o'clock. And the exhibit, by the way, closes that day at the gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. Will you be there?
We're hoping to make it, yes.
Okay, very good. So if you'd like to meet Sue and Joel, they'll be there, maybe, hopefully. They're planning on being there. Saturday, this Saturday, April 22nd, beginning at 1 o'clock. Well, to find out more about your business and what you do, do you have a website, Sue?
Yes, people can go to ravenworksforge.com.
Ravenworksforge, F-O-R-G-E?
Correct.
.com. Very good.
www.jewelfamily.com.
Okay, Sue. Well, thank you so much. And say hi to Jewel for me, okay?
All right, I'll do that, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate the time. My second guest today on Pioneer 90.1 and the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is Abby Kramer, and she's from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Good afternoon, Abby. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Rom.
Good. Now, let's talk about you and your background. Where are you from originally?
Born in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Okay.
And around when I was 10 years old, we moved to the Fargo area and kind of moved around in there. Then in 2008, I got married and moved to Texas for a year, and then Arizona for 6 years after that. And just last fall, moved back to the area, and now we're in Detroit Lakes.
Okay, nice country down there. I like that territory.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You have a display currently at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. It's called New Hues, an exhibition of color. Now, describe what that is, Abby. What do you produce?
Well, I have been focusing on a mineral series for the last couple of years. I started in May of 2015. It had just been an interest of mine because I was living in Arizona at the time, and there's a big gem and mineral show in Tucson every year that draws an international crowd. And so living close to there, I traveled down for the show and was amazed by the beauty of all those things. And I've been an artist for years, but to find something like the gems and minerals that I saw there, I was so inspired and decided to come home and draw some minerals from pictures that I had taken and seen, and turned out to be what I love to do. So now I've got over, I think I got over a couple hundred minerals and gems that I've drawn, and different interpretations that I've done of them, and it's just been really fulfilling. I love that work.
Wow. So we're talking all kinds of shapes and colors, right?
Yeah. That's part of what makes it interesting is that there's so many geometric shapes that factor in.
Now, when you draw in color, you draw with a pencil?
Yeah, I do colored pencil and watercolor mainly. I do some ink work, but that's usually for my other more abstract work. But for the pieces that are in the show, it's almost all colored pencil.
Okay. So how many years have you drawn this way and the subject matter?
It's been for 2 years.
Okay.
I started in May of 2015. That's when I started this series of the minerals and gems.
And if you want to see Abby's work, by the way, she has work on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery. That's in downtown East Grand Forks. Again, the exhibition is called New Hues, an Exhibition of Color. And she has work on display. There'll be a reception again on Saturday, this Saturday, April 22nd, beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Will you be there, Abby?
Yes, I will be there.
Well, great. So come on by, stop in and take a look and meet Abby and have a nice chat with her about her work and the other artists that will be there, including Joel and Sue, who we talked to earlier. And again, the reception for Abby and the others is this Saturday, April 22nd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. Now, if folks want to find out more about your work, Abby, do you have a website or a contact address?
I do. You can go to my Etsy store. I don't have a website, but the store is www.etsy.com. That's ETSY/shop/wigglings. TWIGGLINGS.
Thank you, Abby. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Abby Kramer from Detroit Lakes, our guest again this afternoon, as we have featured artists on the air here every Tuesday on Pioneer 90.1.